This morning, I want to talk to you about the language of prayer.
今天早上的讲题是祷告的语言。
Many years ago, I heard a prayer of a missionary.
多年前我曾经听过一个宣教士的祷告。
It was a missionary from Thailand.
他是从泰国来的宣教士。
What is the language of prayer?
祷告的语言究竟是什么呢？
And this is how this woman missionary pray.
这女宣教士是这样祷告的。
Thank you, Lord.
感谢主。
I thank you for this cup of water.
我为这杯水献上感谢。
It is from you.
这是从你而来。
I thank you so much.
我非常感谢你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
I look at her.
我就瞧着她。
Just for a cup of plain water.
就是一杯普普通通的水。
And she prayed with such earnestness.
她里面带着这么大的迫切来祷告。
She prayed with such thankfulness of heart.
她带着如此感恩的心来祷告。
She was so grateful for the blessings of God.
她满心感谢神赐给她的祝福。
I was touched by the gratitude and the thankfulness in her prayer life.
是在因着她祷告生活里面那么大的一个感恩的心，我深受感动。
That's the language of prayer.
那个就叫做祷告的语言。
Out of thankfulness and gratitude to the grace of God, we pour out our prayer to Him.
从深灵魂深处最深的一个感恩，我们就交办我们感谢的言语在神的面前。
You woke up this morning.
你清晨起来的时候。
Have you thanked God that you are still breathing?
你有没有发现到说你里面仍然是这样的。
You are still alive.
感谢说你还活着。
Thank God that you have food on the table.
你要感谢神桌上有食物可吃。
Thank God that you are not sick today.
你感谢神今天没有生病。
Thank God that you have shoes to wear.
你感谢神有鞋子可穿。
Thank God that you have a fine sunny sun today.
感谢神今天日头照耀。
Thank God that you have a happy family.
感谢神你有一个美满幸福的生活，家庭生活。为凡事谢恩。
Have you ever lived a life of thankfulness?
你是否曾经过这样的一个怀着感恩的生活呢？
Have you thanked God for the crop of hair that you have?
你是否为着你头上有头发感谢神呢？
Have you thanked God that your eyes can see?
你是否感谢神你眼睛可以看得见呢？
That your mouth can talk, you are not dumb.
好，你嘴巴可说你不是哑巴。
That is the language of prayer.
所以就是叫做祷告的语言。
Every day, learn to thank the Lord.
每天学会好好感谢我们的主。
The moment we stop thanking the Lord, our prayer life begins to wither and die.
我们不再感谢主的时候，那一刹时，我们的祷告生活就萎缩而且死亡。
I believe in your life every day.You can find something to thank the Lord.
我相信在你每天的生活当中，总可以找到一些事情来感谢主。
Amen.
Amen.
When I was in Burma in 1994,
当1994年我在缅甸的时候
，I heard the language of prayer.
我听到祷告的语言。
About 10 to 13 Burmese orphans.
好，大概有10到13个出生的婴儿。
No mother, no father.
没有父亲，没有母亲。
All the little ones were kneeling and praying.
这些小小孩呢，他们都跪着祷告。
And what were they praying?
那他们祷告什么呢？
Lord, give me rice.
主啊，求你给我米饭吃。
Give me food.
给我食物吃。
Lord Jesus, I'm hungry.
主神啊，我肚子饿啊。
That's the language of prayer.
那个就叫做祷告的语言。
We pray because it is such a real prayer.
我们这样祷告是因为这是真实的祷告。
Because they're facing such a real need in their life.
因为在他们生活当中面对真实的需要。
Prayer has do not have to be very theological, very long prayers.
这祷告呢不需要是很合神学的，很长的祷告。
The orphans have not gone to school.
这些孤儿他们没有到学校去。
But when they pray, they say, "Give me rice."
但是他们祷告的时候说，主啊，给我米饭吃。
I was so touched by that prayer.
他们祷告大大感动我的心。
Because it was real prayer.
因为那是真实的祷告。
In 1906 in India,
在印度1906年的时候
a mighty revival swept throughout the northern Indian continent, especially in Punjab area.
嗨，那时候有一个很大的复兴在北印度发生，尤其是 Punjab 这个地方。
How did that revival take place?
这复兴是如何临到的？
Around the beginning of the 20th century, a man went to India as a missionary.
二十世纪初的时候，有一个人他到印度去，他是个宣教士。
And his name was John Haight.
他的名字叫做 John Haight.
So he came into that compound of the mission's home.
所以他就到那个宣教馆去。
There were a few other missionaries.
还有其他的一些宣教士。
But when he put down his bag,
当他呢？把他的袋子一放下来的时候
And he said, I'm not hungry.
他说呢我不饿
The rest went out to eat.
我肚子饿我要去吃
The rest went out to eat.
我不饿其他人都出去吃了
And he kneeled beside his bed and prayed for India.
所以他就跪在床边为印度来祷告
And people thought he was strange.
很多人觉得他这里有问题头脑有问题
He doesn't behave like a normal person.
他好像呢，行为举止不像正常人。
This man just weep and weep and weep.
这个人不断的哭泣，在哭泣。
That's the language of prayer.
那个就叫做祷告的语言。
You may not know how to compose a beautiful prayer.
也许你不知道如何来组成一个美妙言辞的祷告。
With many impressive words.
里面有非常多呢，炫耀的字眼。
But do you know how to weep?
但是你知道如何哭泣吗
Do you know how to cry?
你知道如何来哭吗
That's the language of prayer.
那个就叫做祷告的语言。
He brought revival to the Indian people.
他把复兴带给印度的百姓。
And so one American professor heard about him.
所以有一个美国的教授听到有关他的事。
That he was such a well-known man of prayer.
就知道呢他是一个呢这么有文明的祷告的人。
So he bought a ticket and went to India to look for this man.
所以他就买了张机票到印度去找这个人。
He said, Mr. John, I've come all the way from America.
他说约翰先生我老远从美国来找你
I heard about your prayer life.
我聆听到有关你的祷告生活
Can I pray with you?
我可以跟你一同祷告吗
And that afternoon John Haight brought that man up to his study room
那天下午他就把这位教授呢带到他的读书室
And the professor took a notebook and a pen
这教授呢准备一本笔记本拿了一支笔
Trying to learn all the secrets of this man's prayer life.
想要学会所有有关这个人的祷告生活的秘诀。
They kneel down.
他们跪下来。
And pray.
祷告。
And this man was listening.
这个人仔细在听。
To hear what will come out of the lips of this man.
要听听看从这个人的嘴唇当中吐出什么样子的话。
The man that brought God to India.
好，这个人把神带到印度来。
He waited.
他等候。
And waited.
再等候
and waited,
再等候
no sound,
没有声音
no words,
没有话语
he was wondering why,
他就思索着为什么呢
he went on for a long time,
他等候了多时
and then he opened his eyes and looked at the face of this man,
然后呢睁开眼睛看着这个人的脸
tears were rolling down his eyes,
眼泪从他的眼睛中流下来
no words, but tears were rolling down his eyes,
无声无语只有眼泪流下来
and suddenly he spoke,
突然间他开口说话
God,
神啊
and he weep again,
然后再度哭泣
and he went on for a long, long period of silence,
然后之后就是一大段的沉寂时间
And suddenly he spoke again
突然之间他再度说话
God
神啊
That was the only word he spoke in 2 hours
两个小时当中这是他所说的唯一的话语
And that professor came out from the room
这个牧师教授从房间中走出来
Completely changed
完全改变了
He finally understood what prayer was.
他终于明白什么叫做祷告。
Prayer goes beyond words.
祷告是超过言语能够形容。
Anyone can pray.
任何人都可以祷告。
Whether you are an educated man or an uneducated man.
不管你受过教育没受过教育。
As long as you have a heart to cry before His presence.
只要你有一颗愿意在他同在当中哭泣的心
That's the language of prayer.
这个叫做祷告的言语
One of the ways we learn how to pray is learning how to get up early in the morning.
我们呢要学会祷告其中一个方法就是学会如何清晨一大早起来
There was one time I wanted to learn how to have a breakthrough in my prayer.
有一次我想要学会如何在我祷告生活当中有一个突破。
And the Holy Spirit prompted me.
圣灵呢，他就感动我。
To get up very early in the morning to pray.
清晨一大早起来祷告。
And so at 12 midnight, I will start to pray.
所以半夜十二点的时候我就开始祷告。
Because 12 midnight.Is the beginning of the new day.
因为半夜十二点是一天的开始。
At 12 midnight, I said, Lord, good morning, I'm here.
半夜十二点的时候，我就起来，我就跟主说，主啊，早安，我在此。
Your morning prayer could be at 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock in the morning.
你的清晨祷告可能是四点钟或者是五点钟。
But let me encourage you with these words that David spoke.
但是呢，我来鼓励你们，是大卫所说的话语。
In Psalms 63,
诗篇六十三篇
，In verse 1,
第一节
，O God,
他说：“哦，神啊
，Thou art my God,
你是我的神。
Early will I seek thee,
我要切切地寻求你。
My soul thirsts for thee.
我的心可想你
My flesh longs for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is
在干旱贫乏无水之地我可想你我的心切慕你
Look at the prayer of this man
看看这个人的祷告
He called upon God
他呼求神
He used two names of God
他使用了神的两个名字
He said, O Elohim,
他说 O Elohim
Which is the triune Trinity God
就是呢这一位呢永恒的真神
三
合一的真神、
啊、三一神
这位三一真神
Then he said, Thou art my God, El That means the mighty strong God
然后他说你是我的神 El 他是一个全能的、啊、刚强的神
He said, Early Will I seek you?
他说清晨我要切切寻求你
Look at the three phrases
来看看这三个片语
I will seek
他说我要寻求
I will thirst
我要渴想
I will long
我要渴慕
He said I will
他说我要我必要
My soul thirst
我的心我的灵魂饥渴
My flesh longs
我的心切慕
Body, soul and spirit The whole total person of David was looking for God
大卫的身体灵魂全身全人都切慕渴慕我们的神
In the morning
清晨的时候
When you get up in the morning
当你清晨起来的时候
Your flesh must long for God
你的肉体要好好的来寻求神。
How can you cause your body to get out of bed to long for God?
你要如何使你这个肉身起来，然后来寻求神呢
？How did David's flesh, which is his body, long for God?
大卫的肉体、肉身，也就是他的身体，是如何的来寻求神的呢
？Because he begins in the morning by saying, "I will seek God." Early.
因为清晨起来的时候他就说我要切切地寻求你
Seeking God is a matter of your will
寻求神乃在乎你这个人个人的意愿。
The moment you decided to seek God,
你一决定要来寻求神。
That's the beginning of your prayer journey.
这就是你祷告生活的开始。
You know why many people cannot get out of the bed in the morning?
很多人清晨起不来。
They are not willing. They are not willing.
他们不愿意。
But the moment you say, I will seek him.
但是呢，大卫说，我要寻求他。
Then when you exercise your will,
然后当你操练你的意愿的时候，
and push yourself to pray,
并且来督促你自己祷告，
then your soul will get involved, and your soul will thirst for God.
然后你灵魂呢，就可以愿意委身，而且来寻求神。
And the moment your soul thirsts for God, your flesh will finally long for Jesus.
当你灵魂渴求要耶稣，你的身体也会一同起来配合寻求神。
And if you are willing every morning to do such a decision,
如果你很愿意清晨做出这样的一个决定，
every morning, every day, every week, every month, every year.
每一清晨，每一天，每一日，每一星期，每一年。
In 1 year's time,
在一年之后，
after 365 days, you say, I will.
在365天之后，你仍然说，我愿意。
After exercising your will for 365 times,
在操练呢你的这意愿呢365次之后，
then I will guarantee you something will happen in your prayer experience.
我跟你们保证，在你的这样的一个祷告生活当中，必会有一个奇妙的改变。
It is what David said in verse 5.
大卫在第五节这样说，
My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips.
他说，我的心就像饱足了骨髓肥油，我也要以欢乐的嘴唇赞美你。
The moment you exercise your will and develop a habit in prayer,
你一操练你的意愿，而且养成一个祷告的习惯之后，
prayer will no longer become a struggle.
祷告对你而言不再是一种挣扎。
With joyful lips, joy is found in prayer.
在祷告当中，你大大发现其中的喜乐。
Your soul delights in God. You're satisfied.
你的灵魂在神里面这样的喜乐，这样的饱足。
You're very happy.
你好喜乐，好开心。
Are you happy in prayer?
你在祷告中开不开心啊？
Or you find prayer, oh, such a difficult thing.
还是你觉得祷告，哇，好艰难啊？
You exercise 365 times of your willpower, I guarantee you, you'll find delight in prayer.
你在365次操练你的意愿之后，我告诉你，就会欢喜快乐来祷告。
And when delight begins to come into your soul,
而这个喜乐呢，就开始进入到你的灵魂。
You will make up your mind.
你就会下定决心。
Not only I will seek God in the morning.
我不但清晨要起来寻求神的面。
I will also seek God at night.
我夜间也要来寻求神。
David says in verse 6, When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches.
第六节大卫说到，我在床上纪念你，在夜间的时候思想你。
Now David not only want to pray in the morning, he wants to pray at night.
所以大卫不单是清晨要来祷告神，他晚上也来祷告
神。His prayer life becomes day and night, night and day, day and night, night and day.
他的祷告生活就成为早上祷告，晚上祷告，晚上祷告，早上祷告。
He developed a life of prayer, unceasing prayer.
他已经呢发展出一个祷告的生活，是不停止的祷告的生活。
And because he went into this realm of prayer,
那因为他就这样的一个祷告的领域的里面，
He found the presence of God.
他就找着了神奇妙的同在。
He found the shadow of God's presence.
他就找着了神那隐秘处之所。
He says in verse 7, That thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice.
他说，因为你曾帮助我，我就在你翅膀的荫下欢呼。
David found God.
大卫找着神了。
In verse 2, he was looking for God.
第二节他在寻求神。
He couldn't find God in the wilderness.
在旷野中找不着神。
But in verse 7, he said, I found God.
但是第七节他说，我找着神了。
Have you found God?
你究竟找着神了没有呢？
Have you found God?
你究竟找着神了没有呢？
God is not knowledge.
神不是头脑的知识。
God is not something that you heard from the pulpit.
神不是从你听讲台讲到当中得着的。
God is very real.
神是真真实实的存在。
David found the living God.
大卫找着了这位永生活神。
For many years, I'm sick and tired of just being a normal Christian.
多年以来，我一直非常厌倦成为一个普通的基督徒。
I know about God.
我是知道有关神的事。
I've attended a lot of seminars.
我参加非常多的研习会。
Every time there's a seminar in town, I will be there.
每次城中有研习会，我就必到场。
And if you are there, you'll find me always in the second or the third row.
那如果你在场的话，你会看见我老是坐在第二排。
When they call for line of prayer, I will be the first one in the first line.
他每次要我要说呼召祷告的时候，我总是第一个出场。
I remember in 1989, I was in Malaysia.
我记得呢，1989年的时候，我在马来西亚。
I was way back in behind.
那时候呢，我坐在很后头。
The time I was already a pastor.
那时候事实上我已经是一个牧师了。
And Benny Hinn gave the altar call.
那 Benny Hinn 呢，他就呢做讲台呼召。
There were several thousand people.
那时候坐了数千人。
I was right behind.
我就在很远的地方。
When he gave the altar call.
他一做了讲台呼召。
Boom! I ran.
Boom! 我就快跑。
Cut through.
哇
！I was in the front.
穿越群众，然后呢直涌前。
And my senior pastor said, "How do you cut through and went all the way into the front?" When you are hungry, you find a way.
当你非常饥渴的时候，你必要找着出路。
Are you hungry?
你饥渴不饥渴呢？
I'm not talking about whether you're hungry for your breakfast.
我可说不是说呢，你哈饥渴要吃早餐。
Are you hungry for God?
你究竟饥渴不饥渴要寻求神呢？
I haven't even started my sermon.
我还没开始我正式的讲道啊。
I'm stuck in Psalm 63.
好，现在我们卡在诗篇63篇。
And I said, God, I want to know you.
好，神啊，我要来认识你。
Not second-hand experience, not second-hand knowledge from somebody.
不是二手经验，不是二手知识，从别人那里领受的。
I want to know you.
我要认识你。
And I ran on a journey to seek God.
然后我开始这样寻求神的历程。
Sometimes I will walk during the times when it was raining.
有时候呢，在下雨的时候。
I will walk.
我在行走在雨中。
God!
我就说神啊。
Sometimes I will walk hours in the rain.
有时候数小时行在雨中。
I was looking for God.
我寻求神。
And I couldn't find him.
可是我找不着。
And I continue to look for him.
继续不断的寻求。
After more than 2 years of longing for him,
大概有两年多之久，不断的切慕寻求他。
One night in my own room,
有一天就在我自己房间里。
I believe it's around in evening, around 8 o'clock at night.
大概是晚上八点左右。
I was praying.
当我在祷告的时候
，said God,
我说神啊
，Where are you?
你在哪儿
？And suddenly a man walked into the room.
突然之间有一个人走进房间。
And when the man walked in the room,
当这人走进房间。
An audible voice spoke, Son, seek me no more, I am here.
好，有一个耳朵听得见的声音说，儿子啊，你不要再寻求了，我就在这里。
And I was thrown 3 feet away.
结果呢，我整个人呢，就被直往两三尺远。
And I was shaking.
全身颤抖。
I don't cry much.
我没有很大的哭泣。
Because in the past I was involved in martial arts and I don't believe in crying.
因为呢过去呢我是学习那个武术的，所以我不太习惯哭泣，很刚强的。
And I was crying like a baby.
我就像个小婴孩一般的哭泣。
Weeping.
哭泣。
Shaking.
颤抖。
Hot like hot oil flow through my being.
很热的高油呢就涌流在我全身全人。
And I was stuck to the ground for 3 hours.
结果呢就呢被倒在地板上面有3个小时。
And literally I felt like a cloud was in the room for 3 hours.
真真实实我就感受到呢有一朵云彩就在我的头上。
That was my first visitation of God coming to meet me.
那是第一次神造访我。
After that he cameregularly to meet me in a room.
好，在那之后呢，他就很固定的在我的房间来拜访我。
My friend, God is real.
神是真实的。
God is real.
神是真实的。
Are you sick and tired of praying?
你们是否非常厌倦祷告呢？
The kind of prayer that don't feel something in your heart.
那种祷告是没有办法喂养你灵魂的。
You want to find God like how David found God?
你愿否像大卫般寻找神呢？
Then go back and read Psalm 63.
那么回去好好读诗篇六十三篇。
Exercise your will.
好好操练你的意愿。
Stir your soul to go for God.
搅动你的心肠来寻求神。
And with your whole being, including your flesh, go for God. You will find Him.
全身全人全灵全魂，你来寻求神的时候，你必要得着。
And then suddenly something happened in the soul of a man who prayed.
突然之间呢，有一个人的心，他愿意祷告的时候，就必要有某些事情发生。
Verse 8, David say, My soul follow hard after thee, thy right hand upholdeth me.
第八节，我心紧紧地跟随你，你的右手扶持我。
Do you know something? This word follow hard in the Hebrew is the word dabak.
好，你们知道吗？这个字眼跟随哈，在希伯来文里面叫做 haba。
Dabak means, you know, have you seen glue, super glue?
Dabak, 你们知道你有没有看过那种强力胶
？Something that's broken, you paint glue and stick it back.
如果有东西破了，你呢把这个强力胶使它粘上去。
And once the glue is dried up, it is difficult to remove.
当这胶呢一干之后呢，很难再挪开。
Stick so hard you cannot separate the thing from another thing that is stuck together.
是这样的，紧紧的粘住的，你不可能把这两样东西给拆开来了。
The soul of David stick to God.
大卫的心呢，就紧紧的粘住神了。
There was such a union with God.
是这样，跟神紧紧的连结，合而为一。
For the rest of his life.
在他一生的年日之后。
He will never leave God.
他永远没有离开神。
And God will never leave him.
而神也永远不离开他。
They are so close together.
他们是紧紧的粘在一起。
Forever they are together.
永永远远不分开。
Have you come to a place where the presence of God will never leave you?
你有没有来到这样的一个经历里头，说觉得神的同在永远不再离开你？
When your soul every day says, Lord, I'm always for you.
当你的心天天跟神说，神，我永永永远向你敞开。
We are looking for God.
我们在寻求神。
We are seeking God.
我们在找神。
But David, his soul is always stick to God.
但是大卫的心，他的心早与神结合而为一。
He is already so close.
他们是这样的亲密紧密。
Stick together.
他连在一起。
With God.
与神连结。
Such.An experience of David.
是大卫这么奇特的经验。
Until such a point,
到了这样的一个点，
he literally feel the right hand of God was holding him.
他真真实实的觉得主的右手扶持他。
He literally feel he was living in the presence of the hand of God.
他真真实实的觉得是神的右手这样的扶持着他。
And suddenly, power.
突然之间，这个能力
flow through his ministry.
就涌流进入他的服事的里面。
Hand in the Bible always speaks about power.
当讲手的时候呢，在圣经里面，它的意思就是能力。
Because verse 2 says, "Where is thy power and your glory?"
因为第二节他谈到说，你的能力和你的荣耀在哪里呢？
But now he said.I'm not seeking for the power.
他说：“现在我不需要寻求能力了。
The power is holding me.
哎，这能力现在扶持我了。
His hand is holding me.
手扶住我啊。
I thought power was a thing.
我以为能力是一样东西。
But power was the hand of God.
但是那个能力乃是全能者的手啊。
Power was the person of God.
乃是神自己本身啊。
He found what he was looking for.
他已经找着他所寻求的了。
When you find God, God gives you the desire.
当你要寻求神，神把这样的一个寻求他的渴慕放在你里面。
Because David's desire was that I want to see your power and your glory.
因为神他大卫他有这样的渴求，说我要寻求你的能力，我要寻求你的荣耀。
When you find God,
当你找着神的时候
God will grant you the desires of your heart.
你要寻求他，他必把那样的渴慕放在你心中。
What a man!
这是何等一个人。
If I entitle the message, I will entitle it "How to Find God in Prayer."
好，如果呢，我这个主题我可以改成说，如何来寻求祷告中寻求神的面。
You know, many of us are looking for things.
我们很多人找外面的东西。
And because we are chasing after things,
那因为我们追逐外面的东西
，we miss God.
我们就错失神了。
Years ago,
多年前
，one day God spoke to my heart.
有一天神跟我的心说话。
He said, "Son."
他说孩子啊。
Do you love me?
你爱我吗
？I said, "Lord, I love you."
我说是主，我爱你。
The time was about 24 years old.
那时候我大概24岁。
He said, "If you love me, give me your life."
他说，如果你爱我，你就把你的一生献给我。
What he was saying is that, "Give me your life, consecrate to me, and do not get involved in a boy-girl relationship."
他的意思就是说呢，你把你自己献上，分别为圣，归给我，不要扯上男男女女的关系。
And I knew God was speaking to me.
我知道神跟我说话。
But all my friends have a girlfriend.
但是我所有的朋友都有女朋友。
And I felt I also want to have a girlfriend.
我心中想我也要有一个。
That was my desire.
那是我心中的渴求。
But God was asking me.
但是神求跟我说。
Surrender that desire to Him.
你要把你这样的渴求降服给他。
I struggled for 3 days.
我挣扎了三天。
I said, Lord.
我说主啊
，There are many nice girls in the church.
教会里有这么多好的姊妹。
Don't you think that I should have one of them as my girlfriend?
你不觉得我可以选择其中一位当做我的女朋友吗
？For 3 days,
有三天
I was holding on to that my desire.
我紧紧握住我的渴求。
And at the end of 3 days, I said, "Okay, Lord."
但是三天之后我就放下，我说主好吧。
At the end of 1 year of consecration.
好，在我分别为圣一年之后
，And the Lord says, "Son, if you love me, consecrate your life totally for me."
好，那神就告诉我说，我的儿子，如果你真爱我，你就把你的一生的年日完全分别给我。
Year after year, I surrender that desire to God.
一年又一年，我不就把这样的欲求交在神的手中。
5 years later.
5年之后
，After I passed my 29th birthday.
在我经过。过了29岁生日之后
I said, "Lord, I'm not too young anymore."
我跟主说主啊，我不太年轻了。
If you still want me to go on, I will still go on.
如果你要我继续往前过这种生活，我继续过。
And the Lord didn't ask me anything.
那主呢？这次没有要求我做什么了。
Several weeks later, in a dream.
好，几周之后呢，在梦里头。
And the Lord said, "Son, this woman will be your wife."
主说啊，儿子啊，这个姊妹要。成为你的妻子。
And I woke up from the dream.
我从梦中醒来。
Say no, no, it couldn't be.
我说不可能吧。
I don't know this woman very well.
我又不顶认识她的。
Several weeks later, again another dream.
几周之后呢，又有另外一个梦。
Son, this is your wife.
儿子啊，这是你的妻子啊。
And you are going to marry her in 6 months time in May.
好，六个月之后，在五月的时候呢，你就要娶她了。
I woke up in the morning, there was a presence of God in the room.
好，我清晨起来的时候呢，那是神奇妙的同在，在我的房间里头。
And I knew God has spoken.
我知道确确实实是神说话了。
And exactly in 6 months' time, I marry her.
确确实实六个月之后，我就娶了她。
When you surrender your desire,
当你降服你的欲求的时候
，God in His timing, He give it back to you.
神呢，在他预定的时间内，要把他归还给你。
And he gave me the best wife.
而且他把最好的赐给你。
A very kind-hearted, loving wife.
是一个恩慈、有爱心、很可爱的妻子。
God knows our desire.
神知道我们的渴求。
But what God wants is that He wants our heart.
但是神要什么？神要我们的心。
When you give Him your heart,
当你把你的心献给他的时候
，He will grant you the desires of your life.
他就把你心中所求的赐给你。
This is what we must do in prayer.
这在祷告中我们必须要这样做。
I'm sorry, I'm changing my message.
很抱歉，我已经改变了我的话题。
One day when I was working,
有一天当我工作的时候
，and nobody come to the office.
没有人来办公室。
So nobody buy the product.
所以没有人来买产品。
I was promoting a course, a diploma, a degree course in computer studies.
好，那时候呢？ 我事实上我在促销有关于的电脑学习的一些就是你要得到文凭或者是一些证书。
So I kneel down and I pray.
所以就跪下来祷告。
I said, God.
我说神啊。
Nobody come today.
今天都没人来。
My boss will ask me tomorrow.
我的老板明天会问我。
God be bless me.
主啊，求你祝福我。
Bless me.
祝福我吧。
Bring the customers.
把客户带来吧。
Oh, I command the angels of God to go forth and bring them in.
我命令天使出去外面把人给带进来。
Oh, angels go north, south, east, west, bring them in.
天使啊，往东、往西、往南、往北去把人给带进来。
Oh, angels convict them in the roadside, tell them to come in.
哦，天使啊，你要好好的光照他们，把他们呢带进我的教会来，啊不，我的办公室来。
Nobody turn up.
没有人出现。
Nobody turn up.
没半个人。
Shock.
我好震惊。
And I say, I must use my last weapon.
我说我要使用最后一个武器。
I will fast and pray.
我要好好禁食祷告。
And I fast.
哦，禁食的时候。
Sometimes we try to bribe God.
有时候我们还要贿赂神呢。
God, you must answer me, no?
神，你一定要回答我哟。
Because now I'm fasting.
因为我现在可在禁食，看到了没？
Our attitude is wrong.
我们态度是错误的。
So I fast and pray.
对，我就禁食祷告。
God,
神啊
，send the customers.
把顾客给差来吧。
It didn't happen.
没发生。
So one day, I dropped my prayer.
所以有一天我就不祷告了。
I went to a beach to walk.
我到海边去散步。
I like to have prayer walk.
我喜欢呢行走祷告。
Especially in a beach.
尤其是在海边。
So when I walk and walk and walk.
所以当我行走在行走的时候。
And the Lord spoke.
主就说话了。
Son.
儿子啊。
Lately you are so busy in your career.
好，也许你在你的事业中太忙碌了。
I miss you.
啊，我真想念你啊。
I cry.
我就哭了。
I understood why God did not answer my desire.
主，你又没有回应我心中的渴求。
You see, in the past, I was very fervent to seek for God.
你知道吗？在过去，我是这样的迫切来寻求神。
God bless me with everything I need.
神把我所需要一切都大大的祝福给我。
And I was promoted in the company.
然后在公司，我不断的升官。
I have the fastest promotion in the company.
好，我呢，这个公司里头呢，我们是最快速成长的。
But now I have everything.
现在我拥有一切了。
I don't have the desire to seek God anymore.
我就不再有那么迫切的渴求来寻求神。
I still pray.
我当然仍然祷告。
But I don't have the desire to seek God anymore.
但是我失去了那个切切寻求神的心。
And the Lord says, Son, I miss you.
主神就告诉我说，儿子啊，我好想你。
When you go for things instead of God, you miss the goal of prayer.
当你去寻求东西而不是寻求神的时候，你就错失了祷告的主要目的了。
And I kneel down and I repent.
我就跪下来悔改。
I say, Lord, I'm sorry.
主啊，我很抱歉。
I will seek your face.
我应该寻求你的面。
And I cry for him.
他呢，我就哭求神。
I went back to my office.
回到我的办公室。
That evening.
那天傍晚。
People comes like bees.
很多人进来好像是蜂蜜哦，不，好像好像蜜蜂一般，一群的。
In 1 week's time, we close $100,000 sales.
在一周之内呢，我们就把那个十万的生意呢就赚进来了。
Learn the secret.
学会其中的秘诀。
Like David.
像大卫一样
When David go for God,
像大卫寻求神一
样 God grant him his desire for the power and the anointing
大卫就他心中所寻求的能力和荣耀赏赐给他
What is missing in your life today?
究竟呢你生命中缺少什么
What is missing in your life today?
你生活中缺少什么
Some could be I need finance
有些人可能觉得说我需要财务上面的事情
Some say I need a boyfriend
有些人说我需要男朋友
Some say I need power in the ministry
有些人说我服侍需要有能力
Some may even say I need the church to grow
有些人说我需要教会更多成长
Whatever is your need
不管你的需要是什么
If you go after this thing in prayer You are making the biggest mistake
如果你祷告当时寻求外面这个可以看得到的东西的话你就错失了祷告真实的含义了
Because prayer is not just to seek for things
因为祷告不单只是寻求外面的东西
Prayer is to seek for God
祷告是寻求神
And so when you begin to turn away from things
所以呢当然你一开始呢远离这些外面的东西
Even though you have that need
即使你有需要
You put it aside
你把它摆一边。
You put your desire aside.
你把你的渴望给摆一边。
You say, I want God.
你说我要神。
I don't want things.
我不要外面的东西。
And you prove to God that you love Him.
然后你跟神证明你确实爱他。
And you go for Him.
然后你寻求他。
I can guarantee you one thing.
我跟你保证一件事情。
Psalms 37 verse 4 will certainly come to pass.
诗篇三十七篇的第四节必要成就。
He that delight himself in the Lord will grant him the desires of his heart.
他说以耶和华为乐的，神就把他心中所求的赏赐给他。
You see, most of us pray for our desires, for our needs.
大部分人都为自己的欲求，对自己的需要在那边祷告。
But God said no.
但是神说不是这样。
Come and enjoy me.
来享受我吧。
And when you delight in me, I will give you.What you need.
而当你呢以耶和华为乐的时候，我就把你心中所求的赏赐给你。
Isn't this what God wants out of our life?
这岂不是神要我们的生活当中就是有这样子的做法吗？
You see Abraham.
看看亚伯拉罕。
And Sarah.
和撒拉。
They were barren.
他们没有办法生育。
But for 24 years, God was testing their hearts.
但是24年来，神一直试验他们的心。
But their heart remained faithful to God.
但是他们心一直向着神是持守信心的。
And God gave them a son.
而后神给他们一个儿子。
His name was Isaac.
名字叫雅各。
And so when Isaac grew up to be a young, fine boy,
当以撒逐渐成长之后
，One day God said, "Hey,
有一天神说
，Give me your son.
把你的儿子献给我。
That son.Was his favorite son.
那儿子是他宝贝儿子啊。
All his desires and dreams is centered on this son.
他一生的欲求跟他的梦想都是环绕在这儿子的身上。
When he died, all his inheritance he leave it for this son.
当他死之后，他把他所有产业都交给这个儿子。
Give me your son.
把你儿子献给我。
Give me your heart's desire.
把你心中最小许最爱的那样东西。
I know you love this son very much.
我知道你非常爱你的儿子。
Give me your son now.
把你儿子现在献给我。
And when Abraham gave him that son,
当亚伯拉罕把他那个宝贝儿子献给神的时候
，You know what happened?
你知道发生什么事了吗
？You know what happened when you surrender your desire and your needs?
对你的心。
You obey me. You love me. You put me first.
你顺服我，你爱我，你把我摆在第一位。
When you go for God.
当你寻求神的时候
God will grant you the desires of your heart.
神就把你心中所求的赏赐给你。
And in that mountain,
而在那山上
where God tested His love,
当神测试亚伯拉罕心中的爱
in that mountain, God revealed His name.
在那山上的时候神亲自向他启示
His name was Jehovah Jireh.
向他启示说呢耶和华是以勒的神
In the mountain I saw your needs.
在山上我看见了你的需要
I am a God who sees.
我是那位可以凡事都看见的神
I am a God that will supply all your needs.
我是凡事供应的神
I am your provider.
我就是你的供应者
When you prove to God that you love him.
当你向神证实你向着他的爱
God becomes Jehovah Jireh in your life.
神就成为耶和华以勒供应你的神
You will have no lack from that moment on.
你从那以后就不再有任何缺乏
From that day Abraham had no lack.In his life.
从那一天开始亚伯兰一生年里从来没有任何缺乏
Everything he wants was supplied by God.
他所需要的每样东西都为神所供应
Because God gave himself as Jehovah Jireh to him.
因为神自己这位耶和华以勒供应的神他把他自己给了亚伯拉罕
That's the secret.
这是一个秘密
The secret is not to go for the things that you lack in your life right now.
秘诀告诉你们，在祷告当中，不是去寻求你今生的需要。
There was a pastor,
有一个牧师
very discouraged in the ministry,
在服事中非常的沮丧
wants to pack the bag and leave ministry.
他想打包行李回家，不做事工了。
He told me,
他告诉我说
You want my church? Take over. You can take over.
你要我的教会吗？你现在掌管好了。
I look at him.
我瞧着他。
I say, what you need is not a blessing in your congregation.
我说你需要的并不是说你会众需要得祝福
What you need is not many people coming to your church
你所需要并不是说很多人涌进你的教会
What you need most is that you need an increase of the love of God in your soul for Him.
你最需要、最迫切需要是你里面要加增向着神的爱。
I say you don't love God the way you used to love God.
我说你不再像过去那般的爱神了。
And so he went back and spent 3 months crying before the presence of God.
所以他回去三个月就哭泣在神的同在中。
Every day he said, God, I want you.
每一天他就跟神哭求说，神啊，我要你。
Every day he said, God, I want you.
每一天他就说，神啊，我爱你。
And after 3 months.
三个月之后
his church began to grow.
他的教会开始成长。
And now he has planted 2 churches, one in Philippines and one in India.
现在呢，他已经拓殖两间教会，一间在印度，一间在菲律宾。
What am I trying to say to you?
我今天要告诉你的是
What are you seeking today?
你今天寻求的是什么？
Most people seek the wrong thing in prayer.
大部分的人在祷告中寻求错误的东西。
I have a friend.
我有一个朋友
who wants to move in the power of God.
他想要在神的大能大力中来运行。
He is seeking for the anointing.
他寻求要得着恩膏。
One day I told him.
有一天我告诉他
you are seeking the wrong thing.
你寻求错误的东西。
Go and seek God.
去寻求神。
Some are seeking for God. Some are seeking for God.
有些人寻求神。
But the genuine one is seeking God.
但是有些人是寻求找神是找有些人是在找神有些人是在寻求神
When we seek, we are seeking God himself.
当我们在寻求的时候我们在寻求神本身
And when my friend begin to seek God
那当我们在寻求神的时候
Suddenly the anointing begin to flow
突然间这种恩膏自然会涌流
And he found out that the anointing is not a thing Anointing is the person of God
然后又发现到这个恩膏不是一件东西它乃是神本身
That is the way we should seek God in prayer
我们在祷告中就要用正确的态度来寻求
David in Psalm 63 was in the wilderness
在诗篇63篇大卫他是在旷野里头
The title there says David was in the wilderness of Judea
这个他前面这个题目是大卫在犹大旷野。
And Judea in the wilderness, there's no water.
犹大旷野是无水的。
He said, "My soul thirsts for you."
他说我的灵魂渴想你。
There are 2 thirsts mentioned there.
这里提到两种渴想。
His physical thirst.
一个呢是外面的需求渴。
And his spiritual thirst.
一种是属灵的渴。
He was thirsty for God.
他呢渴求要神。
Just like in the natural.
就好像在我们的天然里头
He knows that his physical thirst He cannot never find water in the wilderness
在这旷野党里头他知道他的肉体他需要的水呢是找不着的
It is impossible
是不可能找得着的
How can an impossible situation become possible
在这不可能光景当中如何能够成为可能的呢
He was away from Zion in Jerusalem
他是远离耶路撒冷吉安山啊
God's tabernacle was in Jerusalem.
神的会幕是在锡安山。
God's presence was in Jerusalem.
神的同在是在耶路撒冷。
Now he is in wilderness.
可是他现在是在旷野的。
Thousands of miles away from the presence of the tent.
远离这会幕呢，是离千百里。
He cannot go back.
他无法回去。
The enemy refused him to go back.
喊这些仇敌们。拒绝他再回去。
Then how can I go back and touch the presence of God?
他说我如何能够回去触摸到神的同在呢
？It's impossible.
这是不可能的事。
My enemy want to kill me.
我仇敌要害我命。
Impossible.
不可能啊。
How can we find God?
我们如何能够找着神呢
？But David found the answer.
但是大卫找着答案。
I will seek him.Early.
我清晨起来必要寻求他。
That word early.
那清晨。
In the Hebrew.
希伯来文。
Means the early hours of the morning.
意思是早晨的最早时刻。
The best part of the day for God.
是一天当中最好的时光。
He says, I will seek him.
我要寻求他。
If you wake up in the morning,
如果你清晨起来
the first thing,
第一件事情
I will seek him,
就是我必要寻求他的面。
You are not seeking for breakfast,
你不是寻找早餐吃。
You are not seeking to go to work,
不是寻找去工作。
If the first thing in the morning, you want God,
清晨一大早起来的时候你就要神。
And when your heart one God, when your soul one God, when your body one God.
当你的心要神，你的魂要神，你的身体要神的时候，
Even though God's presence is thousands of miles away，
即使神的同在是离我们千百里远，
Because of a seeking heart，
因为我们有一颗寻求的心，
You still can attract the presence of God，
你仍然可以摸着神的同在。
God may be in heaven，
神也许在天堂，
But if you have such a heart for God，
但是如果你向着神存着这样的心智，
God will come and visit you.
神必马上来造访你。
Of the millions of people in the world,
全世界呢有千百万的人。
I found out one day in 1987.
在1987年的时候，
God walked into my room.
神走进我的房间里。
Millions of Christians,
成千百万的基督徒。
God left His throne and walked into my room.
神那天竟然离开他天上荣耀的宝座，进入到我的房间。
You can find God.
你可以找得到神呐。
If you are willing to pay the price.
如果你愿付上代价。
When will you pay the price?
你愿否付上代价呢？
That is how Enoch walked with God.
好，就是呢，能够与神来同行。
That is how Moses walked with God.
好，如此呢，他我们才可以与神一同来运行。
That is how David walked with God.
这就是大卫如何与神同行。
Today,
今天
you too can walk with God.
你一样也可以与神同行。
When you determine in your heart, I want God.
当你心中定义说我要找着神，
The question today is,
今天的问题乃是
How much do you want God?
你到底要神有多迫切呢？
How much?
多迫切呢？
The question is, how much are you desperate to know him and to want him?
这问题乃是在乎你到底有多迫切想要认识他，想要得着他呢？
Before I found God,
在我找着神之前，
I was willing to give up everything that I love.
我愿意舍下一切我所爱的东西。
I tell you what I love in those days.
我告诉你那时候我喜欢什么。
I love to read newspaper.
我喜欢读报纸。
I love to watch television.
我喜欢看电视。
I love to go to see movies in the cinema.
我喜欢上电影院看电影。
I love martial art.
我很喜欢的武术。
I love yoga.
我喜欢瑜伽。
I love all those things.
我喜欢外面这些东西。
At the same time, I love God.
而同时我也爱神。
God came into my life.
神进入到我的生命里。
Step by step.
一步一步的。
And I have to prove that I really love him.
我必须要向他证明我真实爱他。
I gave up my newspaper.
我放弃了我的报纸。
During those time of reading my newspaper, I used it to seek God.
好，在那时候呢，我不读报纸的时候，我就好好来寻求神。
I gave up my time of television at night. I went and seek God.
我放弃了看电视的时间，我好好去寻求神。
I gave up the time when I used to do martial arts 6 hours a day. I gave it up to seek God.
我放弃了六个小时学习武术的时间，好好寻求神。
Literally drop everything.
真真实实的放下一切。
Until I only have one goal in my life.
直到呢，只有生命中的一个目标。
God.
就是神。
How many is willing to do that?
你到底有多大的意愿要这样子？
That's why there's so few.
好，所以呢，才有这么少的人。
Who found God today?
找到神。
Many people know God.
很多人都认识神。
Thousands and thousands know God.
成千成万的人认识神。
But have you found God?
但是你究竟找到神没有？
Have God walked into your room?
究竟神有没有走进你的房间里？
Have God become so real?
神是如此真实。
How real is your God today?
你的神对你而言究竟有多真实呢？
It's because.At the bottom of your heart,
在你的心底中，
you don't really want God.
你并不真要神。
If you are very blessed, you will never want God.
如果你真的蒙福了，你是不会要。Excuse me, the last.
If you are blessed, you don't need God.
好，如果你已经得到外面的福气，你就不需要神了。
But one day,
但是有一天，
if your farm is destroyed by the typhoon.
好，如果呢，你的产业呢被台风给吹。
Drought comes into land for 3 years.
啊，有这样的一个干旱期临到三年。
All your personal saving is gone.
所以个人的产业都不见了。
Now you have no food, no money.
现在没食物也没钱。
I believe that will be the time you want God.
我想那个时候你就真迫切要神。
Because you have no more any, you have nothing left.
因为你一无所有了。
You say, God, I need you.
你说神啊，我需要你。
Without you, I'm finished.
没了你呢，我什么我就完蛋了。
Why does it take God to bring us to the end of our life before we finally search for God?
为什么需要神把我们带到一个尽头，然后我们才要开始起来寻求神呢？
Another thing that will cause you to miss God is that we are far too busy.
好，还有另外一件事情会让我们错失神，就是我们常太忙碌了。
We are far too busy for our family.
我们太忙碌了，过家庭生活。
Far too busy for the ministry.
太忙碌了，做主工。
No time for God.
没时间给神。
That's why very few found God.
所以很少人找得到神。
Very few walk with God.
很少人与神同行。
Now the question is.
现在一个问题。
We are talking about prayer.
我们在谈祷告，对不对？
We really want to pray.
我们真是要祷告，对不对？
We are coming here for a breakthrough in our prayer life.
我们在这个地方是要寻求祷告生活一个突破，对不对？
And the question, if you can answer this question today,
今天如果你能够回答我给问你们的这个问题，
You can walk out of this room, you found the key.
你呢，出去的时候你就找着答案。
You don't even have to come back here anymore.
你甚至好第二次就不用回来了。
You found the key.
已经找到钥匙了。
The key is.
对吧？钥匙在哪？
Unless you can.Answer honestly with your heart. How much do you need God today?
好，如果你从你的内心深处诚诚实实的来回答这枚问题，就是说，你到底有多迫切需要要认识神
？In my land, in my country,
在我的国家
，there was a very famous store, fried noodle store in town.
在城里呢有一家非常有名的面店
，It's very famous,
非常有名。
A lot of people go there to eat.
好多人到那个地方去吃。
Everybody wear tie, rich man will go there eat.
好，那很有钱的人带领带领都跑去吃了。
I love it.
我非常喜欢。
And I will travel a long way just to go to that store.
我常跑老远的路呢，就单单到那家面店去。
Queue up a long queue.
好，排长龙的。
25 minutes, 35 minutes.
25分钟，35分钟。
Then can I eat my delicious meal?
然后才能够吃那么一碗呢，这么味美的面汤。
Because I want that fried kway teow very much.
因为呢，我非常喜欢那样的味道。
Because I want it.
因为我想要得着。
I'm willing to pay the price.
我愿意付上那么大的代价。
I don't mind traveling a long way.
我不在意呢，老远呢，长途跋涉。
I don't mind queuing up a long way.
我也不在意呢，排长龙。
And that hawker center is very hot, no aircon.
而且那个房间里头呢是没有冷气的，好热。
I don't mind.
都不在意。
When you want God,
当你要神的时候
，You don't mind how much it takes.
你根本不在意呢，到底要付多大代价
？When you want God badly,
当你迫切要神的时候
，You will go all the way for God.
你会老远的去寻求神。
One day I told my wife,
有一天我告诉我的妻子
，I said, my sister, you need a breakthrough.
我说姊妹啊，你需要一个突破。
You must want God now.
你需要更多迫切要神。
You need Him.
你需要他的。
And one day she felt that she's desperate for God.
有一天她就觉得她非常迫切需要神。
She took the guitar.
她拿起吉他。
Go into the room.
进到她的房间。
She says, "No phone call, nothing for 2 hours. Please, you look after the children. I'm going to the room."
她说两个小时啊，不要让外面事情来打扰我。电话啦，孩子啊，请你妈妈好好照顾一下。
At first, I thought she was going in for only 1 hour.
首先我想她大概只想待到里面一个小时。
After 2 hours, she's still not out.
好，两个小时之后没有出来。
And when she finally come out, I saw a glow on her face.
然后就出来的时候，我看她脸上发光。
They say I found God.
他说我找着神了。
That's not when I was playing with the guitar.
就当他在弹奏吉他的时候。
I was worshiping and seeking after God's heart.
我在那边敬拜，而且寻求神的心。
Suddenly a cloud came into the room.
突然有一朵云彩降临。
And I abide under that cloud for 2 hours.
我就在那云彩之下共度了两个小时。
Shaking and weeping.
全身震动，哭泣。
You can find God.
你可以找得到神的。
My wife is a housewife.
我的妻子是个家庭主妇。
Not a theological Bible school student.
她不是一个神学院的学生。
She's a very simple woman.
是一个很单纯的女人。
But she has such a heart for God.
但是她有这样渴求神的心。
And she found God.
她真的找到神了。
You can find God too.
你也可以找得到神的。
I want to conclude with one last story.
好，最后一个故事做结束。
I couldn't go into my message.
今天信息还没进入。
There was a man in East Malaysia.
东马来西亚有这么一个人。
He was in charge of the prayer mountain.
他负责祷告山。
Pak Agong, they call him.
Pak Agong, 他的名字。
I believe in 1984.
在1984年。
This man was seeking God in the mountain top at night.
这个人半夜在山顶上寻求神。
Every night he will walk up the mountain and pray.
每天晚上他走到山顶上去祷告。
One day he walk up to the mountain with some of the intercessors.
有一天他跟其他代祷者一同到山顶上去。
He said, God, we've been praying and seeking for your face for years.
他说神啊，我们已经多年祷告寻求你的面了。
Where is the God of Elijah?
究竟以利亚的神在哪里？
Where is the God of Moses?
摩西的神在哪里啊？
This man really seek God for years and years and years.
这些人真的是多年来不断的寻求神的面。
This man seek God for God.
这个人呢，寻求神要得到更多的神。
Because he lived in a village, he lived a simple life.
他活在村庄，活着一个很简朴素的生活。
Simple farmer.
好，非常的一个简单朴素的农夫。
Daytime work in the field.
白天在农田上工作。
At night walk up the mountain to pray.
晚上走到山顶上去祷告。
Never read much about the Bible, but learn how to pray.
好，他呢读的圣经并不多，但是学会如何祷告。
He will pray.
他就会祷告。
And suddenly,
突然间
，fire came down from heaven.
那火焰从天降临。
They were all shocked.
他好震惊。
Fire came from heaven.
火焰从天降临。
And that miracle went throughout the village.
结果这神迹呢就传遍全村。
Another time we pray, fire again came.
好，有一次他祷告的时候，另外一次祷告的时候，那个火又再度降临。
They were shocked.
他们好震惊。
God visited them.
神造访了他们。
And one day they have not enough rice.
有一天他们米不够。
They bring up into the mountain.
把他米带到山顶上。
And they seek the face of God.
寻求神的面。
And the miracle of multiplying rice began to happen.
就那倍增的神迹开始不断的发生。
Rice began to multiply before their eyes.
那些米呢，在他面前就不断的倍增。
Now today they still kept some of those miracle rice.
他们现在哈，到现在他们仍然把那个神迹的米啊，留下一些做纪念。
My friend who went this year, they gave us some rice, that miracle rice.
我有个朋友今年去他们那个地方啊，他把一点神迹的米带回来做纪念。
God is real.
神呢，就是我们的祷告。
Unless you are real in your prayers, you will never find the real God.
除非你在祷告中是真实的，或者你找不到真实的神。
When we say we want God,
你说我要神。
I guarantee you.
跟你们保证。
God will come to you.
神必要领导你。
I want to end with one last example.
好，最后一个例子做结束。
I have a disciple.
我有一个门徒。
I trained 20 of them, young people.
好，大概20个人。
And this boy
had
been changed dramatically at the age of 16 years old.
Excuse me.
16 years old.
好，他那时候大概是16岁。
So he heard about my encounter with God.
他听到我如何与神交会。
When God walked into the room.
好，神是怎样走进我的房间里。
He was seeking desperately.
他很迫切地寻求神。
Fasting and praying.
禁食祷告。
Weeping in the middle of the night for God.
半夜哭泣寻求神。
He will always get up at 2 o'clock and he start to weep.
他常常半夜两点起来开始哭泣。
When he was 18 years old.
当他18岁的时候。
He was enlisted into the army.
他就呢点招当兵去。
And one night.
有一天晚上。
He was on guard on a duty at a post.
他呢就在站岗要值班。
The rest of his two friends were sleeping.
其他人都在睡觉。
And he had a foldable bed.
好，他有一张呢折叠式的床。
God,
他说：“神啊，
God,
神啊。”
And suddenly the bed folded up.
突然呢，那床呢就折叠起来。
He thought he was dreaming.
他以为他做梦。
He folded it back.
他把他的给折回去。
And then he suddenly prayed, God.
然后他就祷告神啊。
And the bed started to fold again.
那个床又再度的给折起来了。
He thought it was a ghost.
他想说是鬼啊。
But when he looked carefully,
当他仔细看的时候，
the Lord was sitting at the bed.
那个主啊是坐在床上。
He said, "I have come to talk to you."
他说我来跟你说话了。
From that day, he had a many encounter with God.
从那天以后，他天天与神会面。
An 18-year-old boy found God.
一个十八岁的男孩找着神了。
It doesn't matter what age you are.
不在乎你年龄多大多小。
Whether you're young or you're old.
不管你是年轻的，是年幼的。
Whether you have a heart for God.
在乎你有没有一颗要寻求神的心。
Don't let people, don't let things stop you from seeking God.
不要让人、让事物来搅扰你来寻求神。
If you're willing to seek God.
如果你愿意寻求神。
You will be like David.
你会像大卫一样。
My soul is satisfied with the marrow.
他说呢，我心满了骨髓肥油。
With joyful lips will I praise you.
好，我喜乐的嘴唇要来颂赞你。
He finds the prayer life is an enjoyable experience.
他发现祷告生活是一个真的喜乐享受的生活。
Go for God.
好好寻求神吧。
And every day your prayer life will be a joyful experience.
每一天的祷告生活会成为一个非常喜乐的经验。
Whenever I go to prayer,
当每次我祷告的时候，
you know why my heart is very happy?
你知道我的心都非常喜乐。
That was in my early days. You know why I'm very happy?
很小的时候呢，我非常喜乐。
I would run to the good God, I'm coming.
我就神啊，我来了。
God, I'm here.
神啊，我在此。
And every time God will be sitting at the bed.
每次神呢就坐在床上。
He will be waiting for me.
他在那边等着我。
One day I say, God, I'm waiting for you.
而且我跟神说，神啊，我等你啊。
And the Lord say, I've been waiting for you longer than you wait for me.
好，神就告诉我说，我告诉你啊，你等我的时间哈，跟我等你的时间比等我时间长多了。
My friend, let's go for God.
亲爱的朋友，好好寻求神。
Let's go for God.
我们好好寻求神。
This is what the Bible tells us.
圣经上面是这样告诉我们的。
He said the first commandment in the Bible.
圣经上面的第一个诫命是。
Is to love the Lord with all your heart.
就是全心来爱主的
神。All your soul.
全力来爱主的
神。All your might.
所有的魂。
All your strength.
全意来爱主你的神。
Let's go and love God.
我们好好全心全意来爱神嘛。
Let's put God first in our life.
我们把神摆在我们生命中的首位。
And I guarantee you.
我跟你们保证。
There will be a revival in your heart.
你心中必要得着复兴。
There will be a revival in your church.
你教会必要得着复兴。
Your soul will no longer thirst.
你的魂不再饥渴。
You have found the source of the living water.
因为你找到那生命的源头。
Every day you're drinking from the presence of the river of life.
每天你都饮于这生命的活泉。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What a joy!
何等喜乐！
To find God.
找着神。
Amen.
Amen.